649. Now, when we talk about the gig economy, my next guess is, well, she was studying it long before the term even existed. And Marion McGovern is with us. She's the author of Thriving in the Gig Economy, How to Capitalize and Compete in the New World of Work. And she's the founder and CEO of M Squared Consulting. It's one of the first gig economy talent intermediaries in the country. Marion, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be here, Michael. Thank you.
M Squared Consulting. What's a gig economy talent intermediary?
It is the enterprise that matches the talent to the needs of the client or the user.
Okay,
so Uber, for example, is a digital talent platform, but it's an intermediary between drivers and people who need rides.
Gotcha. So in terms of what you do at M Squared Consulting, what exactly do you do? Could you describe that?
Well, again, back in the day, we matched independent consultants to projects.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a notion of you don't always need a big consulting firm. What you really need is one person with just the expertise and the talent. And when we started that in 1988, wasn't such a new idea. There already were independents out there doing gigs, as it were,
mm-hmm.
but we were creating a market in them. We were being a place where companies could call and say, gee, I need a CFO for 6 months, or, you know, my marketing manager is going on maternity leave. Can you help me out?
Hmm. Is this a good development for workers, this gig economy?
You know, for many, it really is, because, you know, people do it in large part because they want to have more flexibility in their life. In fact, there are lots of studies on the people who do this, and flexibility is the biggest thing. But more importantly, over 90% of them are doing it by choice.
Okay. What about stability?
I think
what
people often think they have no choice, but they really do.
Okay. What about stability, though?
You know, it's now up to almost 50% think it's a more stable lifestyle, a more stable income than having a quote-unquote regular job.
Mm, really? How do you make sense of that?
And it's grown from 30% 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of it is as the financial crisis where people were, you know, big companies were laying people off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden, just because you're working for a big company didn't mean that you had any more job stability than anybody else.
Hmm.
And here it's all up to you. So you do a good job, you impress your clients, you get another gig,
mm-hmm.
great. You're not subject to the wills of someone, you know, potentially in another city that you've never even met, deciding they're closing the office in, Chicago or whatever.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Marion McGovern with us. Her new book is Thriving in the Gig Economy. And what does it take to make it in this kind of new world, then?
You know, I think you have to be entrepreneurial. I mean, there are different kinds of gigs. There are gigs that are sort of semi-skilled or skilled, you know, where a lot of people do them more to get some extra cash, like the TaskRabbit people, for example, who pick up your dry cleaning, or the Grubhub guys who deliver your food. But then there is the whole career segment that I think a lot of people don't appreciate,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, these are the guys that have chosen to make their career doing this as an independent, you know, web developer, financial expert, copywriter, you name it.
Hmm.
So that those are the guys who really need to have some entrepreneurial skills.
Well, it sounds like a challenge, though, in terms of value. I mean, when you're trying to get a decent wage, how do you negotiate that in this environment?
You know, there are lots of ways to negotiate it. What it isn't is kind of your what a regular hire would be divided by, you know, the number of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's the work that matters. It's not the job. And so, you know, if something is really time critical, for example, someone might be willing to pay more for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that would add to your own marketability, like maybe you've been a great digital marketing person, but you've never done an international digital marketing gig, having that additional experience would make you more valuable, so maybe you'd be willing to price it lower.
Hmm.
So, you know, there are a lot of factors that go into how do you get the right value, but what's most important is the actual work that needs to be done and how that plays into your own expertise and your own kind of human capital.
Interesting. So do jobs, are they usually hourly rated, or are they rated for the actual completion of the work?
You know, sometimes it's deliverable based, sometimes it's hourly, sometimes it's a success fee. You know, there are a lot of independents that go out and help people sell their businesses, for example. Or it could be a retainer based, which you see a lot in sort of, you know, the PR world, for example.
Yeah. Talking to Marion McGovern, the book is Thriving in the Gig Economy, and this is 1320 WILS. So for baby boomers, what's that like? What's the transition like to go from what we've known to this new economy?
You know, baby boomers have actually been the largest cohort in the professional ranks of gigsters, if you will. It's only this year that millennials passed them. And, you know, part of that is because they have expertise to offer, and many are retired and they want to, you know, consult on the side. Or there's also a large cohort of retirees that are doing some of the semi-skilled jobs, like walking dogs and, you know, and driving for Lyft.
And where do you go? Like, where would you go online if you want to get out there and do work? You've had a career in a field. How would you find opportunities out there?
It sort of depends on your field. So, you know, there are places like Business Talent Group, for example, in Los Angeles, where, you know, they look at really senior level folks and might get them, you know, interim COO kind of projects. Spare Hire is one in San Francisco and New York that looks at financial Wall Street kind of people and would do sort of financial products or projects. There are all sorts of ones for creative people. Prefer.com, Working Not Working. So it sort of depends on your own field. In fact, there is a digital platform that is just for data scientists. There's another one that's just for makeup artists.
Jeez, I mean, that's incredible.
There are a lot of opportunities out there. It's sort of, you just have to find the ones that fit your profile.
I mean, I keep hearing about this thing about your brand, right? You need to have a brand nowadays. What does that mean to you? How do you develop this brand?
You know, it is really important to have a brand. Now, of course, it's important to have it in the digital world, but it's kind of, what do you stand for? What do you bring? What's your secret sauce? You know, what's the secret sauce that you would bring to a client? And there are a lot of ways to go about developing that. What I think, as everybody gets so into, you know, their own websites and tweeting about this, that, and the other thing, which is absolutely important, it's just also important that if you're going to have your brand mean something that's going to hopefully bring you leads and bring you business, you can't ignore kind of the old-fashioned way. You got to get out and meet people. You got to network. You got to sort of go to events.
Press
the flesh.
That sounds like a lot of work, Marion. I mean,
it's a lot of work. You're running a little business.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, and what if that's not in you though? What if you're skilled, you're good at what you do, but you don't have all those other managerial things where you can run an entire mini business? What do you do then?
You know, quite frankly, there's a whole ecosystem that has sprung up to help people out. You know, there are apps that help make you more efficient. There are apps that track your expenses. I mean, there's loads of stuff that helps. There are companies like MBO Partners that will be your employer. So if you have a consulting gig and you don't want to have to go through the whole filing your own taxes and dealing with that, they'll be your employer. They'll do that. They'll manage the process for you. Again, people like Business Talent Group will help you. If you're not into selling yourself so much, they'll help and they'll do the sales part for you.
So there are other ways to look at it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Business Talent Group.
It sounds like, I'm not sure, it sounds like things are far more complicated now if you're going out there than they were 20, 30 years ago. Is that fair to say?
You know, in ways, yes. In ways, no. Because it used to be, like when I started M Squared in 1988, if you were going out as a marketing consultant, you had to be pretty darn good because, you know, if you didn't do a good job, you wouldn't get hired again. So, you know, the bad ones sort of had to go back to be regular employees. Whereas now, you know, you can hang out your shingle and say, you know, I'm Little Miss Digital Marketing. And if you're not getting jobs right away, you could drive for Uber. There are other ways to make some cash while you're waiting for your business development efforts to pay off.
Well, yeah, the money I can imagine is there, but to make a real true living, that sounds like it would be a challenge, right? To actually make the kind of money you could make at a full-time steady job back in
the day? You know, I actually just talked to the CEO of a company for creatives, Working Not Working, earlier this week, and he left on to go on his own because he could make more money freelancing, which is counterintuitive. But in the best study of it, there are more than 3.2 million people that make six figures or more.
Just doing it on their own. It's Marion McGovern. She's the author of Thriving in the Gig Economy, How to Capitalize and Compete in the New World of Work. You can find her at marionmcgovern.com. The book is Thriving in the Gig Economy. Marion, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's it for us. We are back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.